The Gemara yesterday on Daf Vav spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. Today's Daf opens up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening. The Gemara starts off on Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin shaKadosh Baruch Hu mispala, how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening shenem Rav Yochanan Vosim al HaKadshi? Visi machtim beveis tefilasi. Well-known pasuk talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his base tefilasi. Now it doesn't say the Gemara makes a diuk. Tefilasam lo namar lo tefilasi. It does not say your tefillah, it says rather my tefillah. Mikasha Karsh Baruch Mispala, my matzah, the Gemara wants to know, what is he davening? Amar Rav Zusha Bar Tov Yamarav, Yirat Salma Fanai Sheikh Bashu Rachmais Kasi. I would like my Rachmanis to overpower my Kas. Vayigol Rachmal Midosai, and I want to have more Rachmanis on my Midos, meaning on the strict letter of the law. Viznaig im Banai Bimidos Rachamim. I want to have Rachmanis on my children. Vakanes Lehem Lifnim Rishus Adin, and conduct myself with them above the letter of the law. Tanya, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, one of the Kohanim, presumably of Bayesheni. Pamachas nechnasi lakter ketoros. One time I went into to burn the ketoros lifnai lifnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means that we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. An Yom HaKippurim. And I saw a kasriel. Now, it could be that this is a reference to a malach, or it's talking about some sort of vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yushu Yoshev Akisa Ramanisa. He's sitting on his throne. And he asked me for a bracha. Amartilo, and I say to him, Yer Samo Fanecha Sheikh Beshu Rachameska Skazchavi Golu Rachamecha. Amido Sechavitisnaigim Banecha Bemidas Haracham and Vitikanis Lahem Lifnai Vlifnim Mishuras Hadin. So the bracha, in which we just went over, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah that he davens every day. And this is the bracha that Yishmael Kohen Gadol gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vanani li berosho. And he acknowledged. Now he acknowledged, he said, okay, good. That's a good bracha. V'kamash malan shalotei birchas hajo kala beinecha. And one of the takeaway points from the story is that if a birchot hedjot, if a simple person gives you a bracha, so don't treat it light in your eyes. Now, Yishmael, by no means stretching the imagination, the Gemara means he's a lightweight. It just simply means that keneged a Kadosh Baruch Hu, relative to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's a hedjot, and he's giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu a bracha, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges and accepts a bracha. So that means that a bracha, regardless of the source, and even if the source is somebody who is significantly lower than you are, and nevertheless, the bracha still is something to take seriously. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosim, and I'm Shein Merasin Lalad Mishas Kaso. How do I know that a person should not try to appease another person while he's angry? Dichsiv, Panai Yelechu Vanichosi Lach. The Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, describing the dialogue between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. So he says, Panai Yelechu, after I pass over you, Ven Hanichosi Lach, then I'll grant you what you want. I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. I'm telling you, Avru Panim Shel Zaam VeAniach Lach. Let me first get over my anger, and then I'll respond to you. Well, Miga Rizka Kamei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now wants to know: is that really true? Is that accurate? There is anger in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara says that is correct. That's accurate. Did Tanya? The pasuk says in Tehillim VeKel Zoim BeChol Yom. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day. The Kamazamo Rega. So the Pasuk over here, sorry, the Gemara over here says, and how long is that anger? The Gemara refers to it as a Rega, as a moment. The Kama Rega. Echan Mechameshes Ribu Ushmona Salaf Ushmona Meos Ushmonim Ushmona. So the Gemara here records that the anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is but a fraction. It is one out of 58,888 of an hour, translates to about a 15th of a second, a fraction of a second. V'zuhi rega v'enkol b'ir yechol lechav v'nosa sha'ah chutz mi'bilam ha'rasha. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was getting angry one time during the day. Of the 24 hours, it's only but a fraction of 1 second of one of those 24 hours. The Gemara tells us the only one who knew how to coordinate well in terms of what that time was Bilam. Now, in the description of Bilam, the Pasuk says that he's Yodea Das Elyon. He knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hasha Das Bam Talo Haviyada, Das Elyon Haviyada. Now, the Gemara records, can't possibly be. He really knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't even know his own animal. How could he know a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Animal stops on the way. He doesn't understand why his animal stops. It takes three times with three hittings in order for him to understand what's going on with his own donkey. And then the expectation is, and now he knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was up to. Bilam was a one-trick pony. He only knew how to do one thing. And that is to be mechavin for that one moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. Know how much tzedakah I did for you. I wasn't angry during the time of Bilam HaRasha. Had I been angry when Bilam was going to curse during that one brief moment that I get angry every day, there would not have been one survivor of the Jewish people. Behind it, the Karmelay Bilam LeBalak, and that's what Bilam says to Balak, Ma'ekov lo kabo kel. I can't curse God because God won't allow me to curse him. Now we have a better insight into what that means. It means that there is a rega where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and I normally know how to coordinate with that rega, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this particular day won't allow me. During those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry. And then the Gemara repeats. Gemara now wants to know this anger is rega. Vekama rega. So Amar Avam mitem Rabbi Avina rega kememra. The amount of time it takes to say the word rega, that's how long HaKadosh Baruch Hu anger is. Is this a different time? Is this the same time as recorded before? It's about the same. I would assume it's about the same. Whatever the case is, it's just a fraction of a second in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Now the Gemara now wants to know when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry. Now we're going to have a better understanding of why it is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Meaning up until this point in the Gemara just simply says it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. It's for a moment, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Now the Gemara is going to help us understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Amar Abai, Bahanach Klashai, Kamai say, Ki Chivra Karbalasa de Tarnagola, Vekai, Achar Kara Koshaita Veshaita. I'm sorry. Achar Kara. So the Gemara says it's during the first 3 hours of the day, when you see the whitening of that little thing that comes off of the chicken, okay? I'm not knowing exactly what that thing is called. I know it's got a technical name to it. But when you see it white, so turn white, so then you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The Gemara says, Kol Shaita V'Shaita Namikai Hachi. What do you mean? You find the rooster's appendage always gets white. The Gemara says, yeah, it's white with red streaks. At this very moment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, so it becomes totally white. And just in terms of understanding the Gemara, perhaps even a little bit better, why specifically during those first hours of the day does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry? Because as we learned earlier, and the Gemara here is going to mention a little bit later on, because it's during those times where the Malchus HaOlam, all the other kings of the world, they wake up in the morning, and what do? They bow down to the sun. So in other words, there is mass Avodah Zarah going on at that time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Kaviyachal, again, to the best of our understanding, as well as we can understand this concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting angry, but he gets angry. And so it is that during that time where there's a moment of vulnerability, and that's the time that Bilam was looking to curse the Jewish people. And the Tzidkas Hashem, the Chasdei Hashem, is that during that time when Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow himself to get angry. How is the Duke of Bishavus, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara, pointed out a story of a Siddiqui who lived during the time of Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Havakam and Tzar Leituva, and he drove Rav Yishuv ben Levi crazy. Using Psukim. Yumechad shakal tarnagola v'ukme ben kare da'arsa. So what did Rav Yishuv ben Levi do? He was going to coordinate. He was going to do what Bilam did. He's going to figure out exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and during that time he's going to curse this Siddiqui. So he tied this chicken right to his bed. The eye ain't ba, and he stared at the chicken waiting for it to turn white. Savaki mata ishaita, al taya, when that moment comes, I'm going to curse the Siduki Kimata Ishaita, when that time actually came, Nayim. He was sleeping. Fell asleep. Amar Shmaimina Lavarachara now. Lamavid Hachi. He said, obviously, my falling asleep was not just happenstance. It wasn't just coincidence. I fell asleep because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to fall asleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want me to curse. This is inappropriate behavior. So he says, Shema Minah, I learned out from here that this was totally inappropriate behavior, and I should not try this again. One pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on all of his creations. Uksiv gamenosh the tzaddik lo tov. A punishment from the tzaddik is not good. These are the lessons that were learned by Rav Yeshua ben Levi in terms of him not. It was not appropriate for him to have cursed the Siduki. And okay, in other words, our job is to have rachmanos. Tana mishmei de Rav Meir b'shash ha'acham azarachas v'chomachim mizrach mar rav minichim kisrayim b'rashayim u'shachim l'chama miyad kores HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a further explanation and amplification of what we mentioned earlier, which is it is during this time when the malchei umos ha'olam get up, bow down to the sun, and it angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu and infuriates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they're all being Ovid of Arazar. Amar Rav Yochim Mishom Rabbi Yossi tov mardos achas b'libo shal adam yoser Mikama Malkios. To receive one type of tochacha of a person's heart is better than getting Malkos again and again. Shenema veritve es me'ahaveha. Va'amra elcha ve'ashuva el ishi harishon kitov li az me'ata. To receive tochacha and to internalize one tochacha is better than getting lashes repeatedly. It's better than 100 lashes. Shenemar tachz gara b'meivin me'akos ksil me'a. Hitting a full 100 times is not going to be as good as giving somebody who is wise tochacha just one time. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yosef Sheshadvarim Bikesh Moshe Mofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasan Lo. Moshe made three requests. We go back to our psukim in Parshas Kisisa, and the Gemara now is going to discuss and describe for us these psukim in Parshas Kisisa. Bikesh Tishra Shechina Yisrael. So he asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashras HaShechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to place more of his Shechina on the Jewish people, granted. He asked for there be less Hashra Shechina on the other nations, and that was granted as well. And finally, he wanted a better understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, Tzadik Varela, one of the most difficult philosophical issues that the Gemara here is dealing with is that Moshe was bothered at Tzadik V'Orlo. How is it that a person lives a virtuous and righteous life and he goes through suffering in this world? And the opposite is also true. In other words, you have a Rasha who seems to be enjoying this world. So how can that be? This is what bothered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik V'Orlo, and he wanted an answer for that, but not Lo. Now, we have in a Gemara that at least according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is one of the things that Moshe asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was granted to him, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan. Shenemar hodiyanana es derachecha, amalafana v'rimon shalomim neyma yeshadik v'tov lo, v'yeshadik v'ra lo, yesh rasha v'tov lo, v'yesh rasha v'ra lo. Seems to be that we have a breakdown of schar v'onesh. Meaning one of the basic principles of Emunah is Mida Keneged Mida and Schar V'Onesh, of reward and punishment. And meanwhile, we find that there are people who live virtuous lives who do not seem to be rewarded, and there are people who are living lives of rishus and not seem to be getting punished. Amala Moshe Tzadik V'Tov Lo Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Tzadik Beralo, Tzadik Ben Rasha. So, according to our first explanation of the Gemara, is that if a person is a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, so not only is he a Tzadik, but his father was a Tzadik, so then fine. That's Tzadik V'Tovlo. If he's a Tzadik Ben Rasha, so then that's Tzadik Beralo. Rasha V'Tovlo, Rasha Ben Tzadik. Now, if you see a Rasha and things are going well for him, that means that he's a Rasha, but his father was a Tzadik. And Rasha V'Rolo, Rasha Ben Rasha. When you see a Rasha, things are not going well for him, that means that he's a Rasha Ben Rasha. Amar, the Gemara now is going to challenge a lot of what we have just stated, meaning that there is a carryover from the previous generation. If the previous generation is a Tzadik and you are a Tzadik, so then Tovlo. And if the previous generation was a Rasha and you are a Tzadik, so then Ralo. So in other words, basically what the Gemara now is suggesting is that there's a direct carryover from the actions of your parents. Now, as we all know, this is not so. Amamar, Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik V'Rasha, Hini. The Gemara outright challenges this. V'Aksiv, Poked Avonavos, Albanim, Uksiv Uvanim, Lo Yumso Avos. That we do not have to, we are not accountable for the sins of our fathers. V'Ramina Kray Adad, Mishani Lo Kasha, Akasha Ochsin Maaseh Avasem B'Yadehem, Hakshin Ochsin Maaseh Avasem B'Yadehem. Now, one pasuk seems to indicate that there is a carryover. The pasuk of Pokin Avos Abanim sounds like there is a carrier. The pasuk of Lo Yumsu Al Avos makes it sound like there's no carryover. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If the son follows the wicked ways of his father, there will be carryover. If the son does not follow the wicked ways of his father, then there will not be carryover. But the basic point the Gemara is just laying down is that there will not necessarily be a carryover from father to son, especially if the son is not following the path of the father. So in other words, now you have a Tzadik Ben Rasha. So in other words, at this point, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that we should totally discount the actions of the father because he's not following the ways of his father. So look at it for what he is. He's simply a Tzadik. So we're back to our original question. How can there sometimes be a Tzadik V'Tovlo? And how can there sometimes be a Tzadik V'Ralo? And the answer of, well, let's take a look at his father, is not an acceptable answer. Elahachi kamalei Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik Gamar. Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik Sheinu Gamar. Rasha V'Tovlo, Rasha Sheinu Gamar. Rasha V'Ralo, Rasha Gamar. So the Gemara says, well, depends. In other words, if he's a total Tzadik, so then Tzadik V'Tovlo. If he's a partial Tzadik, Tzadik V'Ralo. If he's a partial Rasha, Rasha V'Tovlo. If he's a total Rasha, Rasha V'Ralo. Uplegi de Rav Meir. Now this, what seems to be very simple classification of different levels of Tzidkus, meaning either you're absolutely Tzadik or, you know, mostly a Tzadik. You're absolutely a Rasha or you're mostly a Rasha. The Gemara points out, this is in disagreement with Rav Meir. Da'am Rav Meir shtayim nasnu lo, v'achas lo nasnu lo. Meaning, the truth of the matter is that Moshe asked for the three things as we mentioned before. Shechina to dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael. Shechina not to dwell amongst the Umas Ha'olam. And he asked to understand, Tzadik V'Ralo, according to Rav Meir, of those three, two of those three were provided. Shenamar v'chanos yisasher chon afa bishenu hagon v'rechamti yisasher rechem afa bishenu hagon. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu says expressly, I sometimes will deal with people even though it does not seem appropriate. V'yomer lo sucho l'rosas panai. And then as far as understanding, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're not going to have an understanding on this issue. Meaning that this is beyond us. This is something that's just going to be difficult to understand, and if not difficult, we could say even impossible. It'll be impossible to understand. To which the Gemara now says, Tanim Shmeder Rav Yishuv Ben Karcha, Kach HaMalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kishir Atzisi Lo Ratzisi Achshav. I'm sorry, Kishir Atzisi Lo Ratzisi. Meaning, was I was interested in disclosing this information with you, you were not interested. That's going back to the snap. U Achshav She'ata Rotsa Any wrote that, and now you want to know, and now I'm not interested. Oh, please, the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, da Amar Rav Yonasan, da Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, b'schar shosh, zacha l'shalosh. So this argues on Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. The Gemara now goes back and supports the original position of Rav Yochanan, that Moshe did gain an understanding to all three of these items. B'schar v'yister Moshe panav zacha l'klaster panim. The Moshe, by the snare, concealed his face. So therefore, he himself received klas terpanim, meaning he had a radiating face when he came down from Har Sinai. Bischar ki yarei zacha levi'u migeshes elav. He was afraid of Akash Baruch Hu. People ended up becoming fearful of him. Fearful here meaning awe. Meaning it was difficult to approach him because of the awe they had of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bischar me'abid zachal l'tmunas Hashem yabid. And in the reward, in the merit of, he did not look. So Tmunas Hashem Yabid, Moshe got a good picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Obviously, it does not mean a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no such thing. It means a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that he understood the perplexing issue of Tzadik V'Ra'lo, how good things happen to bad people and vice versa. That was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. So again, the Gemara now brings down as a machlokus whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu understood Tzadik V'Ra'lo. So we have the Shita of Rav Meir. Interestingly enough, he's a Tana, who says that Moshe did not have an understanding of Tzadik V'Ra'lo. He wanted to understand the whole concept of Tzadik V'Ra'lo, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. He wasn't going to share that information with Moshe Rabbeinu and not enlighten him and give him understanding of the concept of Tzadik V'Ra'lo. And according to the others here meaning Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani in the name of Rav Yonasan, Moshe was explained and did understand the concept of Tzadik V'Ra'lo. It is interesting that comes out that you have a machlokus of Amoraim against the Tana. That's interesting. I don't know how to understand that well. And also, even though they're arguing about Moshe Rabbeinu, I think it's fair to say that even those who said that Moshe understood, but that was it, meaning it didn't go beyond Moshe. I'm not sure if they would suggest that anyone else outside of Moshe had this understanding of Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Now, before we go on to the Gemara, we're now towards the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph for four lines from the very bottom. Just one other point I want to go over, and that's Tosfos' question. Tosfos is bothered by a question. This is going back to the Gemara regarding Bilam. Should have mentioned this up above. By Bilam, the pasuk says that Akash Baruch Hu gets angry. The Gemara explains that Akash Baruch Hu's anger is for a moment, and what Bilam was able to do was coordinate that very one moment so that his plan was that he was going to curse the Jewish people during that one moment, and Chas Dei Hashem, Akash Baruch Hu didn't get angry at that moment. Tosfos is bothered by a very simple question. It's the first Tosfos on the Amud. The Im Domar Umaya Yachol Omar Bishas Rega. So if all you have is just a fraction of a second, 1/15 of a second, as we said earlier. So what's Bilam going to say in that one moment as a curse? So Tosfos answers, Yesh Lomar Kalem. So one answer Tosfos offers is he's going to offer a curse that is one word long. And all he's going to say is simply Kalem. Extinguish them. In fact, that's exactly what Yehoshua said to Moshe when Eldad and Medad were running through the Machane and saying things that they should not have been saying publicly. So Yehoshua got very upset and he said, Adoni Moshe Kalim, meaning I want you to destroy them. Interesting Rashi over there. Take a look at Rashi on the Pasuk of what exactly would be the mechanism of destroying them. But anyway, So in other words, maybe that same thing over here, meaning that would be the klala that Bilam would say on behalf of the Jewish people, the one word kalem, which a person could get out in that fraction of a moment. Especially if you remember the Gemara earlier said, how long is God's anger? It's the amount of time that it takes to say the word rega. Well, rega has two syllables in it. Kalem has two syllables in it. Okay, so in other words, you could say it in that one fraction of the time. Inami Tosfos gives another answer. So Tosfos offers another answer, an interesting answer. Well, as long as Bilam started the curse in that moment, so then anything he says afterwards is also going to be included in that Zman as well. So in other words, you're right. You know, he can only say a certain amount. He can only say one word during the moment of Rega, but anything he says afterwards will be nigrar, will be dragged, it'll be connected to the beginning of the klala. Interesting, Aruch HaShulchan, a popular Aruch HaShulchan, I heard this many different venues from many different people, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on this Tosfos over here, that if you started your Shmona Esrei B'soch HaZman, meaning, let's say, Sof Zman Shmona Esrei, was 11 o'clock. At the exact point of 11 a.m. Okay? Hypothetical. Wherever you live, wherever Sof Zman Shmona Esrei is. But let's say Sof Zman Tefillah for the morning is 11 a.m. And you start your Shmona Esrei now at 10:59. So do you have to finish your Shmona Esrei in order to get it in Bizmano? Or is it enough that you started your Shmona Esrei before 11 a.m., even though it continues after? So the Aruch HaShulchan argues, and he says, as long as you start your Shmona Esrei within the Zman, it would be fine, it would work. And the Raya the Aruch HaShulchan uses is this Tosfos right over here. Because our Tosfos says that as long as Bilam started cursing B'soch HaZman, so then even if he continues after the Zman, it's okay. So same thing over here. That's the... It's an interesting raya by the Aruch HaShulchan that you don't have to finish your Shmona Esrei B'soch HaZman. We're back to the Gemara. We're on the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yosef called Dibur B'Dibur Shiyasa Mipi Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Tova Afilo Al Tanai Lo Chazar Baum. Kadosh Baruch Hu says something which is L'Tova, it's for good. And even if it's conditional, but the as long as it's meant for good, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not retract and he will not recant. Minalan Mimosha, Rabbeinu Shenema, Harif Mimene Vash Midem. Ve'oses Chalagoy Gadol Atzum. Now he says to Moshe, I've had it with the Jewish people, I'm done with the Jewish people, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people, and I'm going to put you as the leader. Now, Moshe ended up convincing Kadosh Baruch Hu not to do that, and not to replace the Jewish people with the progeny of Moshe Rabbeinu. And so therefore, one could argue and say, okay, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu was more than ready than prepared to destroy the Jewish people and start from Moshe again, but because Moshe talked him out of it, so you could say, okay, so in other words, so now Moshe's future generations are not going to be anything special, anything unique. Alpha gav deba Moshe rachme alai demilsa uvatla. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was successful in nullifying, afilo hachi ukma bizarei. Nevertheless, Hashem gave a bracha to Moshe, it therefore will stick. Shenemar b'nei Moshe Gershon v'Eliezer v'yu b'nei Eliezer rechavya harosh, u'b'nei rechavya ravu lamala. So we know that his children were leaders. And we also know that the b'nei Eliezer were rechavya, and rechavya were many. V'tini Rav Yosef Lamala Mishishim Ribu. How big were the population of Rechavia? Meaning, how many descendants did Moshe Rabbeinu have? Shishim Ribu, he had 600,000. Asya Rivia Rivia, Ksiv Hacha Rav Lamala, Ksiv Hacha Mnei Yisrael, Paru V'Yishritzu V'Yirbu. So we have a Gzera Shava, just like the Jewish people turned into 600,000 in Mitzrayim. I know the Pasuk is only referencing the boys and not the total population, but still that's usually our working number. Our working number is going to be 600,000. So too, the descendants of Eliezer, son of Moshe, turned into 600,000 as well. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Moshe, even though it was al Tanai, and even though the Tanai wasn't met, but nevertheless a bracha is a bracha, and it turned out that the generations of Moshe Rabbeinu turned out to be the same population as the Jewish people as they left Mitzrayim. We're on the top of Zion Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Mayochan. Miyam Shabar Kosh Baruch Hu Zolom Lahay Adam Shekola Kosh Baruch Hu Adon Ashaba Avraham. Vikaro Adon. Avraham was the first one who referred to Kosh Baruch Hu as Adon, master of the world. There was an understanding that Kosh Baruch Hu was the creator, but bailus, but owner. So that was first recognized by Avram Avinu. Shenema vayomer Adoni ba'me'eda ki arishenu. Amar Rav af Daniel lo nana ela b'shul Avram. Even Daniel, the only reason why he was answered when he was mispala was b'schus Avram Avinu. Shenema v'atash malokenu el tfilas avdecha ve'el tachnunav ve'er panecha el mikdashrecha hashamem lama'an Hashem. Now it said that, now the pasuk ends off with the word laman. We're familiar with this pasuk. We say it in Tachanun, laman Hashem, lamancha mi baile. Now it should say lamancha. What does it mean? La'ela laman Avram shikarcha adon. because Avraham Avinu called you Adon, he called you the master, he recognized you as the master, so therefore I should be answered. This was the tefillah of Daniel. He was only answered because he invoked the schus of Avraham recognizing Hashem as the master. Amrab Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochanan, Ein She'ein Miratzen Lo La'adam B'Shas Ka. So, how do I know that I cannot appease a person while he's angry? Shneamar, Panai Elecha V'Hanichosi Lach. Yes, we already learned this Gemara before. The Gemara seems to be repeating itself over here. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Miyam Shabar Kosh Baruch Hu, Salam Alaya, Adam Shahod Al Kosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shabbat Leida V'Hoda So. No one thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah. Leah was the first one to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi brings down, we're all familiar. Rashi writes, Lefisha Rasa Baruch HaKadosh Yaakov Ma'amid Shneim Asa Shvatim V'lo Arbar Nashim. The math is very simple. They all knew Baruch HaKadosh that Yaakov was going to have 12 tribes. And there were 4 wives. So equitable distribution of Shevet to wives would mean each wife would receive 3. Kevan Shialda ben Rivi, once Leah had her 4th child. Hodesi al Chelka, Shala Yoser min Acheshbon Amigiela. Now that she got more than what she should have fairly have received, she should have received 3. Levi should have been her last, and now that she had Yehuda, so she got above and beyond. So now that she got it above and beyond, she was Modesh, and Emra Pam Odes Hashem. Reuven Amar Rav Elazar Amar Leah Reuma Bein Bini Leven Chami. When she had her first son Reuven, so she named him Reuven, and the Gemara understands that Reuven was. She says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would like you to see the difference between my firstborn, Leven Chami, and then that of my father-in-law. De Ilu Ben Chami Avagav Demidaite Zavne Lebechira. Say, look, my Yaakov's brother Esav, so he, my father-in-law's son, right, Esav, meaning she was referring to Esav. So even though Avagav demidaita Esavne, look, he sold his Bechora on his own will. No one asked him to sell his Bechora. He gave it up voluntarily. Dichsi vayim kors Bechora sold Yaakov. And he hated Yaakov. And he referred to Yaakov as a trickster. Now, my son Reuven, now his Bechor was taken away. Now, obviously, all this is said Baruch HaKodesh, meaning Leah, obviously, just having given birth to Reuven, none of this actually transpired yet. This is all in retrospect, in hindsight, and you could just simply say that she named Reuven, and then later on it was understood why the name was Reuven, because of the fact that, see the difference between my son versus my father-in-law's firstborn. Anyway, the Dechsev of Chalo Yusuf Aviv Nitna Bechor Levnei Yosef Avil Hachilo Kanabe. And even though Reuven gave up his Bechorah to Yaakov, number one, he didn't do it on his own. It was taken from him. Number two, he didn't even have kinah. He didn't have jealousy. Dechsi v'yishma Reuven v'yetzi lem yadam. And how do we know he didn't have jealousy? Because he saved Yosef. Meaning, given a choice, an option of having Yosef perish so that he could rightfully gain back his Bechorah, he decided, no, I'm going to save Yosef. Rus, my Rus. Now, as long as we're darshaning names, so far we davened. So far we've darshaned the name Reuven, and we said that Avram referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon, and we're darshaning names. So now the Gemara continues now darshaning names. Rus, my Rus. I'm Rav Yochanan Shezach Saviyatam Yemenu David Shereveil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beshiros Vesishbachos. Ruth, because she ends up having a descendant who composes Shiros V'Sishbachos and showers the Kadosh Baruch Hu, flows the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Shiros and Tishbachos. That's the word Ruth, comes from the Shorish of Riveu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Menalan Dishma Garim. Now, how do I know what's in the name? How do I know that the name is so significant and that there's a koach in the name, and the name is the Garim? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Damakar Lechu Chizumi Palos Hashem Asher Sam Shemos Baaretz. Al Tikre Shamos El Shemos. Kadosh Baruch Hu placed Shamos. Now we're gonna darshan the word Al Tikre. Don't read the word Shamos, but read it as Shemos, meaning through the Koach of Hashem, the Shem ends up becoming a Goreim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Misham, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kasha Tarbas Rabbi Soch, Beso Shal Adam Yosem, Mechamas Gog and Magog. Discord in the house is worse than the apocalypse, the Mechamas Gog and Magog. Shenemar Mizmol David Bevarchu Mimnei Avshalom Beno. David HaMelech writes in his Perek Tehillim, Mizmor LeDavid. I'm singing a song as I'm running away from Avshalom. Now, Ksiv Asrei Hashem, Marabu, Tzarai Rabim, Kamim Alai. And, of course, he's lamenting about how his son is now chasing after him and trying to kill him. V'ilu gabe mechem es gogo ma goksiv. Lama rak shigoyim lo mim yegu rig. V'ilu ma rabu tzarai lo ksiv. Meaning, and when describing mechem es gogo ma gog, he doesn't describe it as saras. So the personal discord that he has with Avshalom is worse than mechem es gogo ma gog. Mizmor l'David bevarachu b'nei Avshalom b'nao. Mizmor l'David. Kina LeDavid may buy a. The Gemara asks a very simple question. It says Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor LeDavid seems inappropriate. It shouldn't say Mizmor LeDavid. It should say Kina LeDavid. It should be a Kina. This should be a lamentation as he's running away from his son who's trying to kill him in order to usurp the throne. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Avshalom. Mashal Ma David Damal Adam Shiatz Alav Shtar Chov. Kodim Shaparo Haya Atzev La'acha Shaparo Sameach. The Gemara gives us a mashal in terms of how to understand this. You owe money. Now, while you're in the state of indebtedness, so you're sad. After you paid your loan, then you're happy. Now, after you paid your loan, you're obviously happy. At the same time, you lost money. You lost a lot of money. But still, in other words, the loss of money, the satisfaction and the stress release of having paid a loan makes the fact that you don't have the money kind of like it's no big deal. So the Gemara over here says that's the same thing with Avkein David. Shekev and Shamalah Kadosh Baruch Hu ni magdim alecha rabbi veisecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu was, so to say, the creditor in this mashal, and the creditor in that after David HaMelech sins with Batsheva, he says, there's ra'ah, there's wicked that's going to come out of your household. So in other words, there's a loan outstanding. David HaMelech now owes a Kadosh Baruch Hu a debt. Something bad is going to happen. It's going to come out of his own household. Haya Eitzav, Haya Atzev, Amar Shema Ever Omamzehu, Delo Chayas Alai. When something bad is going to come out of my household, not knowing what that bad is, so all David was thinking of is what it could be. Fear of the unknown is such a terrible fear. And he's worried that maybe that it's a slave in his house or there's a mamzer in his house. And such an individual will not have rachmanas on him. But once he saw that it was Avshalom, so he was extremely happy. Mishum hachyamar mizmar, meaning because Avshalom is a son. Avshalom is going to have rachmanas on the father. And so because the son's going to have rachmanas on the father, so therefore, instead of saying Kino LeDavid, he was Mizmor LeDavid, the loan is paid, and not only is the loan paid, but he sees also that it's David, sorry, he sees that it's Avshalom, a son who, L'chora, will have compassion upon him. Interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that the compassion a son has for the father is not as great as the compassion that the father will have for the son, right? The Gemara there in Sanhedrin talks about the Baba Machteris, the one coming into another house where, by right, you have the right to kill the individual because your life is in jeopardy. But the Gemara points out, but if the person who's coming in, the intruder's coming in, is a father, the father will not kill the son. The father will have rachmanas on the son. However, the Gemara over there says that if it's the son will not necessarily have rachmanas on the father, and the son will kill the father. So it's interesting because our Gemara over here said that David HaMelech was comforted in knowing that the one who was pursuing him was Avshalom, who would have some degree of rachmanas on the father. A person can incite a Rasha in this world. Shenemar Ozvei Sora Yahalu Rasha Vishomrei Sarah Yizgaru Ban. Someone who's a Shomer Torah can go ahead and incite a Rasha. Tanya Namiach, the Gemara points out that this is a Braisa as well. Rabbi Dustai Bar Masan Omer Mutal Yizgaru Bershaim Olamazet. A person can incite a Rasha in this world. Shenamar Ozve Sarialu Rasha V'im Lechashcha Adam Lomar. Lomar. So the Gemara now has quoted both a Memra and a Braisa that says that a Tzaddik can incite a rush of Aksiv Altisgar Bimereim Altikaneba Ose Avla Amar Lo Masha Belibo Nokfo Omer Kain Ella. So the Gemara says like this: Al Tizcha Bimereim Lios Kimereim Altikaneba Ose Avla Lios Ko Ose Avla. So the Gemara says, no, what that pasuk means is don't emulate them, don't be like them. But in terms of incitement, you can incite them. The Omer Aikin Elibcha Bechatem Kim Biras Hashem Kol Yom. Any of the Gemara says, still, is this really true? The Omer Avizikin Imra Isa Rasha Shasham Sachek is low. Al Tizgare Bo. If you see a Rasha who is having his time, meaning he seems to be enjoying life and being successful, don't incite him. Shenamar Yachil Derecha Bechol Eis. V'lo Elo Shas Zoche B'Din. Not only that, but if you take him to court and he's already enjoying some success, there's a good chance that he's going to continue enjoying success and even beating you in court. And not only that, but he's going to be able to see his enemies. So the Gemara is now going to propose a number of answers, meaning we have a stira. On one hand, we've quoted a number of psukim that says that it's okay for a Shomer Torah to incite a rasha. On the other hand, we just quote a pasuk that says that it's not okay for a Shomer Torah to incite a rasha. So the Gemara says, no, there is no kasha. Ha b'mili didei, ha b'mili dishmai. So answer number one of the Gemara is that if these are personal matters, meaning matters that involve money or anything which is mili didei, so then don't start up with him. But if it's mili dishmaya, but if it has to do with anything regarding ruchnius, so then you can't start up with him. Second answer of the Gemara is, could be that in both cases we're talking about Mila Dishmaya, spiritual matters, but if you see the Rasha's enjoying success, he's having a good mazel, even though it's Mila Dishmaya, you shouldn't start up with him. However, if he's not enjoying success, so then by right you could start up with him. Or the Gemara says, like it said earlier in the daf, that depends on what degree of a tzaddik he is. If he's a tzaddik gamor, then he should not start up with the rasha. Sorry. If he's a tzaddik gamor, then he should start up with the rasha, then he has every right to incite because he's a tzaddik gamor, and because he has all the zchuyos, so he could start up with the rasha. But if he's not a tzaddik gamor, so then he cannot start up with the rasha. Damar Ravuna Maite Chsiv Lama Sabit Bogdim Tacharish Bevala Rasha Tzaddik Mimena V'chi Rasha Bolei Tzaddik. Now, is it possible for a rasha to just simply swallow up a tzaddik v'aksiv Hashem lo yezrena biyado uksiv lo yuna latzaddik kol aven el tzaddik mimenu bolei tzaddik gamor ena bolei. So if he's just a little bit more of a tzaddik, so then bolei. So then you can have the rasha swallowing up the tzaddik. But if it's a tzaddik gamor, so then he becomes impervious and he cannot be swallowed up. Vi bayisema, or the Gemara can answer like this: Shami sachek eslo shani. Or you could say that while he's enjoying success, so that's different. It seems like this last point of the Gemara is a repeat of what we've seen earlier. Okay, but anyway, that's your basic responses to the Gemara. Okay, so quickly to review. So on the daf today, we covered a number of topics. We first covered the topic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu praying, and the prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is that his Rachmanus should overpower the Midas HaDin. The Gemara talks about the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the length of the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bilam's exploitation of the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry while Bilam was trying to curse. We spoke out Tosfos. Tosfos asks what Bilam would curse during that time. Tosfos gives two answers. We asked for Moshe's request. Moshe asked for three things. The third thing that he asked for is the understanding of Tzadik Viralo. Was that request given to Moshe Rabbeinu? That is subject to a machlokus in the Gemara between Tanaim and Amoraim. Rav Meir says it was not granted. Amoraim seems to suggest that it was granted. The Gemara then goes on to talk about names, the significance of names. We talked about that Avraham referred to Kadosh Baruch Hu as the first one to recognize them as Adon. Leah was the first one who thanked with the words Hodah. The Rus and having David HaMelech as a descendant. And then we talked about how to deal with Rishayim. Are you allowed to incite Rishayim or not? The Gemara notes that there are various psukim that give conflicting indications of whether it's okay to start off with a Rasha. And the Gemara gives a number of answers. The Gemara says that perhaps on personal matters you can't start off with a Rasha, but on spiritual matters you can start off with a Rasha. Or maybe there's a difference between a Rasha who seems to be enjoying success currently, where you can't start up with him. Or maybe the difference is whether the tzaddik who's inciting is a tzaddik gomer versus just somebody who happens to be a little bit more righteous than the Rasha. Ad kan daf zayin. We're going to stop over here. Next time we pick it up from the two dots towards the bottom of the amud.